Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Again, and we begin with Michael Parenton, Vice President of Pro Personnel, entering his 14th season with the Saints. Thibodeau, E.D. White, Tulane, all everything. You're our leadoff guy. Get on base, Mike. Just go out there and get on base.
That's what it's all about.
9 picks, first time since 2015. 9th pick, first pick in the top 10 since 2008. A lot of questions, a lot of holes, a lot of, you know, what? How do you feel going into these next 3 days about what can get accomplished?
It's really exciting. You know, when you think about the whole process, how much work goes into it, you know, our college staff does such a good job. And I feel like it's harder now than it's ever been because of transfer portal and tracking down guys over 3-4 schools, background, character, all that stuff. So that part has become a lot more challenging, but our guys have done a great job. And, you know, with the new staff now, learning a new defensive scheme, new terminologies, new body types, new offensive mindset, philosophy, those types of things. And Kellen's been awesome to work with, and Brandon and Nuss. So everything feels really fresh, really new. And, you know, you said it 14 years now, but to have this experience is great.
Mike, I hate to go down that rabbit hole of you talked about the college NIL space, or at least transfer portal, and you spoke on it just a little bit, but how much has that changed, you know, just in the last couple of years to even, hey, this is our board, you know, and I saw a report the other day, so how some teams may not even look at a player just because they may not have the fire. You know, they've gotten, we had underground pavement for so many years. Now it's on top.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Well, not at Tulane.
you know, I don't have time, but yes. Just talk about that approach and how it's affected maybe a guy not coming out. You know, maybe a guy that needed the work and he's getting to work, but also, you know, just I don't get to know the player as well because he's only been there 6 months.
Yeah, that's the challenge. You know, all these guys now are becoming rentals. And I don't think you ever lower your standard, right? Like, we still value guys that love football. They want to work hard. They care for each other. They work hard for each other. The hard part is answering those questions if they do, because that guy's been there for 3 months. The coach may have only been there for 3 months. You know, so having your resource within the building that you know that could shoot you straight and say, hey, this is what this guy is like. This is what his people are like. This is what the crowd he hangs out with is like. What his teammates think about him. Like, it's harder to get those direct answers. And you're having to do a lot of work in the spring to answer and check off some of those boxes. The clean guys are still as easy as you can get. You get through the fall and that season. It's January, February. We're going to the combine. Like, we got this, let's call it 50% of guys that we know exactly who they are. There's not a lot of surprises to those guys. But these other ones, let's do our work. What answers do we need to find over these next couple months to make sure that when we're there and it's April, we got it right? And that's the beautiful part about the college draft process, is that you got until April to get it right. You don't need to get it right in February. You just got to figure out, okay, what do we need to do to make sure we get there?
Yeah, and I think I guess the next question for me, you know, just as we put this team together, you talk about having a new head coach, having new offensive coordinator, defensive coordinators, and maybe some different pieces that you haven't had in the last couple of years, you know, whether it's offense, defense, or even special teams in that aspect, because those rules did change as well. How do you blend it? How do you blend it? I mean, because you see some of the roster moves as far as from free agency, but now you start to add some of those young guys. And still, trades can happen, so yep. There still will be some older guys added to a roster or this roster. But what's the blend that you kind of look for?
Well, I think you're constantly asking the questions and trying to get more and more information from our staff as to what they like. And like I said, your standards are always still the same, smart players, guys that love football, tough players. Those guys play in every league, they win. Big players play in every league, they win. But how we're going to be using the guys. Maybe certain guys, it could be a secondary player. It could be an upfront player. It can be a tight end. You know, how are you going to be using those guys for the majority of the snaps out there, and how many of them throughout a game can certainly change. And so just getting as much clarity on that helps us to kind of whittle it down to be like, okay, these guys actually fit, you know, what you're looking for. And this guy's still a good player, but his value is not going to be maximized like it would this other player in this scheme or this system.
Feel like Mickey was pretty clear about where things are with Derek Carr yesterday. This is, you know, it is what it is. But for your job, you know, leading up to the last couple of weeks, you're looking at veteran NFL quarterbacks. You've got a great, all the greats, Mickey said, were kind of locked in yesterday. That being said, it probably was not an area that was you were thinking was going to be a big need. Did you have to kind of revisit that?
Well, I think, you know, on the pro side, our challenge is that, you know, talked about in the college side, you got to get to April and get it right. On the pro side, you really got to be aware of it at any given moment. It's like someone takes a snapshot, you got a Polaroid. This is what the league looks like right now at this position. And look, when it's the fall, during the season, the trade deadline, end of season, you're doing free agent work, we're anticipating cuts, and you really got to grade the whole, you know, population in order to have a better idea where your guys are, you know? So it's not like you're not having to do a lot of backlogged work because of something new there. So you really got to try to be as anticipatory as you can with all that stuff and just make sure if ever the need arises, you could have an injury during the season and you need at a position. So you just got to be ready and have those guys evaluated.
I do have one, and it's probably, I don't know, it's probably football related, but just technology. You know, how it has changed. Mm-hmm. Are you guys throwing, you know, numbers in a computer and seeing what that computer kicks out, whether it's from an injury standpoint? We saw some of that, the usage of a player, left side slot, you know, maybe mm-hmm. The right side of the field. This player is hitting at X rate. Is that still something, or is that something now, you know, even when you change staff, is that something that will be leaned on heavily?
I think
it's analytics, but it's not necessarily 100% analytics.
Yeah, I think it's just, like Mickey's always used the phrase, it's another tool in the toolkit, and you got to understand.
But when are you using the tool?
Yeah,
though? That's
yeah.
What I want.
It's easier and easier to get there, and
correct.
Even from, like, watching film.
Correct.
You know, from when I first started to where it is now, technology has been it to where, hey, man, you can go watch every single time this guy has lined up against a draftable player. Let's see how he fared. You know, so you filter out all the other snaps that maybe didn't matter as much. Or targets, or tackles, or any of those things. So that's part of it. But then also weighing production and efficiency of a group, or, you know, from our advanced process in season, you're trying to see what units are performing well. And then, you know, on a granular basis, taking it all the way down to a player level, who's the most responsible for that success on a given play? You know, and that's kind of the stuff that, you know, as you have new staffs, they value certain elements of it more or less, to where you follow like teams that run similar systems or like players of body types and certain histories. And so I think you're just trying to educate yourself on what's available and then try not to overload yourself with so much noise that you can't make a clear decision, you know. And so we've got a great analytics team, and those guys have educated us on what other clubs have done, and we've integrated it slowly and slowly. And I think we're just starting to feel like, okay, we got a good handle on what's available, what we like. Whether it's comparative, predictive, any of those things. And it could be mock drafts, it could be measurables, it could be production, all those things. You know, we've got a pretty good group now that gives us all that information.
And as we know, though, it all comes down to going out on the field and playing the game.
That's me, man.
The numbers can tell you whatever.
Your eyes can tell you the most.
Correct.
You know, and when you do it long enough, you understand that looks like what it's supposed to look like.
Can't measure the man's heart. Mike Parenton, thank you. Have a great 3 days.
Thank you.
And, of course, your work will continue with free agency. It's not over, so a lot more coming your way.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.